This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Dukera Technologies in India was set up to improve the world through design and technology. Their shoes, Lachal, incorporates wearable technology that helps the visually impaired and for the man in the street. We speak with the co-founder, Crispian Lawrence. How did the idea of Lachal shoes come into being?
Initially, the idea came to us as how do we use haptics, which is communicating through your sense of touch, how do we use it in a more intuitive way? And when we started this journey, this was back in late 2010. There was not a whole lot of talk about wearables or wearable technology in general. But we were very passionate about it. And the first thing that kind of stood out for us is footwear, because shoes are the most natural extension of the human body. And it makes perfect sense. So our idea was, how do we use haptics in footwear to communicate with the user? And the first application that came to our mind was to use this solution to help the visually impaired with navigation. And we started from there, but today the product has evolved into a solution for anybody. We have different applications, whether it's navigation, fitness, interaction. There are a lot of applications that anyone could use this for, all of it tied together in highly fashionable and comfortable footwear.
How is this different from other, say, fitness tracking devices such as the Fitbit?
We could break up our functionality into three parts. One is navigation, the other is fitness, and the third is interaction, right? So navigation, wherein your shoes are telling you where to go. There is no looking at anything. There is no listening to anything. You are just walking as a free person, exploring, absorbing the energy of a city, or having a more intuitive way of navigating, whether you're on a bike, driving car, cycle. So your shoes connect with your phone. You just set a destination, put your phone back, and your shoes guide you. So if you have to turn right, you'll get a small haptic feedback, like a small vibration on your right shoe. If you have to turn left, you'll get a small haptic feedback, a gentle vibration on your left shoe. And through haptics, we are communicating with you. It is the most intuitive form of communicating. To give you an analogy, if I were to stand behind you and tap you on your right shoulder, instinctively you would turn right. Your body, your mind has not spent any resources trying to compute what it meant. That is because it's intuitive. And the same thing applies for our footwear. So you have the navigation, you can go outdoors. Our navigation is completely offline, so you don't need an internet connection to use it. You could go outdoors, you can make your own trails, you can navigate through it, you can share it with people, people can follow you there. You can do a lot of these things. That's from a navigation point. From a fitness point, apart from just tracking your steps and counting your calories and doing that, we can do it one very accurately because we're at your feet. We can pretty accurately detect whether you're walking, running, jogging, cycling, and give you a pretty accurate and advanced way of your calorie count and step count. You can also set workout sessions, and your footwear will keep the pace for you. So, for example, you just say, I want to work out for 30 minutes and my goal is I would like to burn 100 calories or 200 calories. So, whatever the recommended thing is. You just do that and you can leave your phone behind and just start running. And your shoes, through haptics, through gentle vibrations, will tell you if you need to speed up or slow down for you to achieve your goal. You could remote compete. So, somebody, say, you're in Malaysia and I'm in India, I can challenge you right now, saying, well, let's do a 1K run and let's see who does it in better time. And our footwear will tell us if you are faster or I'm faster. And there are a list of features. So we've decided to launch like an SDK, which could allow people to develop applications that would work on top of this. The other one where we do is gestures. So you go to a city, you just walk, you realize, you know, there's a good ice cream shop that you want to later come and check out. Just point your foot at that location. It will tag that location. You could do a lot of things. So you can control certain operations with just simple gestures of your feet, just tapping your foot or pointing or, you know, doing something like that. So this is what we believe. It ties into what we believe. I mean, for wearable technology to really get mainstream, it should be natural extensions of the human body.
You mentioned that apps can be built to link up to the shoes. What you're trying to do, you're also trying to create like an ecosystem?
Absolutely. So I think that is very important, because even from looking at the wearable space, there's not going to be a single wearable that is going to be the winner. You're going to have different wearables, and you're going to have all these wearables that are going to talk to one another. And it's going to be an ecosystem-based solution going forward.
How easy is it for you to distribute worldwide if you don't have the backing of the likes of shoe brands like Nike or Adidas?
The one part that really makes our product stand out is that it's totally different from anything else that is out there. And currently we have close to 40,000 pre-orders that are distributed across 145 different countries. It's a first of its kind in its category. So that is able to, you know, spark interest among our users and also among our retail and distribution partners to launch this. And the second thing, the way we've built our products are built with the highest industrial standards, quality, materials, you name it. So on a quality scale, we can compete with almost any international brand, so to speak. From the second point, talking about thing, we are also, you know, been approached for collaborations with a few sporting brands to launch co-branded products. So there are a lot of things in the pipeline.
Are there synergies if Ducara is acquired by a leading footwear company like Nike?
The answer is yes and no. Human-computer interaction is going to break the so-called personal space, personal computing space, and it's going to get into this wearable computing space. So the wearable computing revolution has already started, and the way we look at this is that this is the future of footwear. So if any leading sporting brand also believes that, you know, the future of footwear is this, where technology and fashion get tightly integrated into one fantastic product, then yes, the synergies could match.
Why would they work with you if this is your first product? What do you say to them, or how do you entice them to work with you?
That's a very good question. We've been fortunate. We've been lucky to get a lot of coverage. You know, we've been fortunate to win a lot of awards. When we've displayed our products at certain conferences, we've won awards from Frost & Sullivan, from the U.S. government. So through that, some vendors have heard of our work and they approached us. But mostly, when we go and meet vendors, they believe in what we're trying to do. And it works both ways. So a lot of our vendors started off as an investment in us also, not an investment financially, but they look at us as, you know, today this is a small company, but in 2 years' time, they will end up being a major client.
So far, you only have one product, and inevitably your distributor will ask, you know, for a range of products. So what's your roadmap?
I'm an engineer turned patent prosecutor. So we spend a lot of time in innovation also. For example, footwear is just one of the products. We have three other highly innovative products in the wearable space that are not footwear. And that's all I can disclose right now. So our roadmap is to continue pushing the boundaries by coming up with fantastic products and also expanding ranges within existing product lines as well that you would wear on your feet.
And that was Crispian Lawrence, co-founder of Ducara Technologies in India. I'm Noel Lim on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.